So Houston is a relative newcomer to historic preservation. We had an ordinance as early or as late as 1995, but it was mostly almost useless. Everything that required a permit or a certificate of appropriateness is the name for a permit in historic preservation ordinances more or less around the country. Required a permit, but upon denial of a permit, the applicant could merely wait 90 days, do the activity anyway, which is which I learned is not completely uncommon, but it's mostly useless if you have an ordinance like that. In 2010, we amended the ordinance to remove the 90-day waiver for contributing properties in historic districts, which are those properties built within a period of significance that contribute to the historic character of a district, and for protected landmarks. Over a lot of protest. This was one of the more controversial things City Council has done in the last 5 years. A lot of the citizens who supported the designation of these districts and supported the preservation ordinance in general felt as though they would not have supported this if they knew the ordinance was ever going to have any teeth. It was more a symbolic commemorative gesture. But we amended the ordinance again in 2015 to shore up the way we designate districts and to tweak our criteria, which I think, and we're going to talk about criteria in a bit, but they really impact the way even slight changes in structures are regulated and the way those decisions are made. I want to start by talking about zoning authority, because 211.03 says specifically that one of the things that go into a zoning code is historic preservation, and I think that's the route that most cities in Texas use to get there. But Houston doesn't have any formal zoning and no comprehensive plan, and we don't claim any authority under 211 for any of our actions. But we take the position that 211 doesn't preempt action on basically any of it, but specifically historic preservation.